Okay, page 250, Siman Reishit Beis, Mishneh Brura Beis. So we said, right, if the stuff is mixed, right, or even if it's not mixed, we said if it's, if it's a really secondary item. So he says in Beis on 250.
So today I had one of these mixtures. So I had yogurt, granola, bananas, strawberries, and blueberries.
So the granola is what complicates it. The yogurt would clearly override everything else.
I wouldn't have the yogurt by itself if it didn't have any stuff.
Right, but the granola is the bigger issue. I mean, if you just had the blueberries, just whatever your other fruits you put in there, strawberries, whatever, grapes, I don't know, but
banana,
right? So if you just had that, I assume there's still more yogurt than anything else, right? The problem is when you put the granola in, so now that becomes a mixture which has a wheat product, and the wheat product may override the whole thing, may become a mizonos. Even if it's not
even
the...
Even if you can't get to it before you get the yogurt.
It's all in the bottom? I mean, you stick your spoon in and you don't dig to the bottom, you're not getting any of the stuff? Or you're not getting the granola?
I get the granola.
Oh, then no.
Granola is like 3/4 of the way down. I didn't make it, it's in the from a store.
Okay, and you mix it, it's not getting any higher.
Oh, if you mix it, it'll go higher, but...
But you don't. So if you're not getting it, if you're not getting any of the
first bite.
Yeah, I would make a shahakol. And then when you get to the granola, or make a mizonos something else if you can.
Just wash them.
It's called Red Mango.
What's it called?
Red Mango.
That's the name of the company?
It's a store in Dream
World. Oh. It's a prepared thing, but it's not a grocery store thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Where was it?
The Dream World.
American Dream.
Oh, it's kosher.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to go there this whole year.
What?
I don't think you're allowed to go there this whole year.
Can't go anywhere.
To which music.
I can't go to my in-laws either, right?
That's probably the only place, because that's torture. That you're allowed to go. Okay, Beis. Kol Echel Levado. Right, so he says, Bein She'ochel Iker V'atof V'asachas, again, whether you're eating them together. Bein She'ochel Iker T'chil V'atof V'achar Kachu K'dil Kameh. Right, whether they're eaten together or the ikr comes first, right? As we'll see, because if the tuffel comes first, you have a separate. How can you say, let's say having cereal and milk, but my first thing is I take just a scoop of milk, right? I don't make a brach on that. I make a mizonos on that, and that's not going to work. So we never want you to do that. We never want you to have that tuffel first, right? And if you do, then we had a machlok. Is that tuffel a shakel because it's a tuffel, or is it the regular bracha? So it's always best to eat the ikur first. Okay, Gimel. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch on top. So he says, we're on page 250, which is very close to 300. 250. That's in 50 cents. It's 250.
What's going on over
there? He's eating his granola. No. Okay, you got it? So he says on top, Afilu pashahu chashiv mikol, even bread, which is very chashiv, hu tafel. If it's a tafel, gon she'ochel dag maliach ve'ochel pasimo. Kedei shlo yaziken lu begrono. Right? So you eat, the fish, and then you eat the bread just so that the burning fish doesn't do anything, right? You sort of wash it down with bread. Ve'varach al hadag u'poter es ha'pas, it'll potter up the bread, kivin shu tafel. Hagav, yeshomrim, im ha'tafel chavav alav, ve'varach alav v'yachach ve'varach ala ikar. But if you like the tuffle, that we'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah on this, right? If you like the tuffle, then you should make the bracha on that first. That's what we said. You go ahead and you can't go ahead and, if it's a tuffle, after you make the ikar bracha, you can't maybe make a bracha, but since this is a chash of tuffle, you actually like it, so make the bracha on that first, and then...
What makes a tuffle then?
It's meant to be, let's say we talked about the case of whiskey and jelly, right?
Yes.
Where the jelly was a sweet something you ate to sort of soften the schnapps. But you like it, been eating it for 30 years and it tastes good, right? So, okay. So then you would go ahead and make the bracha on that first. Now, we already said you're supposed to make the bracha on that first because we want the drink, but something similar to that case. Okay. Hodim mevarach al ikur potus hatfela. Let's see. Okay, we'll leave that for... we'll leave that for tomorrow. Okay. Just a reminder, tomorrow we are on Zoom.
Oh, man.
I know. I will be on the road again. And Friday, Shabbos, Sunday.
Same time zones?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's literally straight up.
You ever done that before?
Yeah.
I know.
Straight up. Have I ever flown there? Not in the last, I don't know, 15 years, 20
have you
years.
There? 5 and a half hours?
5 and a half hours.
Are you going to Montreal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about, Montreal?
Yes.
So if Asia?
To see what the place looks like in the summertime.
Where are you staying?
Oh, my daughter has a place for us somewhere. Right, we've stayed there every time it's in the middle of the winter. So, you know, we have to walk into shul and your feet are all muddy and, you know, and you go in shul and all of a sudden your shoes are dripping onto the floor and, you know, then you realize that everybody else has changed their shoes before they walked in from the outside to the inside.
Why
did they there? It's in Kolo there. Oh. Okay, Gimel. She'ochel dog moliach. Go in she'ochel dog masuk mikodem. Right? So it's again the way the Gemara describes it, Rashi the way it describes it. You started off with something sweet, and that was, as my kids call it, icky sweet. And the Ochel Dag Moliach L'Hafek HaMasikus, and then you go ahead and you eat some of the fish to go ahead and knock off some of that sweetness. Initially, as again, I'm Moliach Begrono, but now the fish is a little rough also, Ochel Pasima. So it's a long process. Right? Their eating habits. You know, today, I don't know that we have too many foods that we have to eat, you know, something to soften it and something else to weaken it and something else, right? You know, eat.
Like whiskey?
Yeah. Either you drink schnapps pickles. And you enjoy it, eat pickles after schnapps. I've never been to a Shalom Zacher where they've had pickles on the table when they've had the schnapps. Yeah? So, well, no, I would imagine that a lot of this stuff was probably practiced in Russia 50, 60, or maybe even today. Right, you know, because their stuff is probably stronger. Oh yeah, because you know their drinks are probably stronger than we're used to. You know, the people are not, you know, and their foods are probably more sharp and more, you know, whatever. And maybe their sweet stuff is more sweet. Okay, so he says, "Aval ena tov," right? You don't really want the bread. The bread is just there because otherwise the salty stuff will burn your throat. And that's why the pas is the tuffel. But if you want to eat the bread, right, the people that eat herring today with the crackers, so that's because we're a cracker people today. Right, but once upon a time, instead of the kichel and the crackers, they'd eat their herring with a piece of bread. And that was a standard meal, maybe even a standard snack, I don't know. But therefore, the bread, with that case, because you want the bread, oh, just like they want the cracker when they eat their herring. Right, so therefore, that takes its own bracha since it's bread, and take the mezonos comes hamotzi comes first, and then he says in dalek even shu tafel afilu kishluha yaha tafel afon the b'shas achilas ha'ikar, even the tafel wasn't there when you ate the ikar, right? The bread came out later. How you died to b'shas bracha lechagam a tafel. If the assumption was that you're going to go ahead and eat that tafel, you know, soon thereafter, oh shadarka b'kach lechal a tafel achrab, or that's just your normal derech, so you don't even have to have it in mind. Right, you have to eat it in the same spot. You can't just eat your, you know, herring in one room and then go eat bread in another room. If you go ahead and you change your location, right, then that would go ahead and trigger a new bracha in the new location for the tafel. But if you don't normally eat this bread with your herring, and you didn't have it in mind, you have to make a bracha on the tafel. Right, so we had seen this before, that it's the food as a tafel doesn't take its regular bracha, it takes a shahakol. V'dumi de pesakar amar l'kama v'haga, imocha tafel kodem ikris, similar if you eat the tafel first. After tzarech levarach alav v'nei atzmo, v'eino nifter v'berachos ha'ikris yivarach ha'chakach. Right, so you have to make its own bracha. It doesn't count from the ikr that you make afterwards, because how can you eat something up front without a bracha? You come up and keep in shu tafel mafsid brachas ha'ikris. But if it's a tafel, you're eating it first, or you're eating it, you know, later on, or without kavana for originally to cover it. So therefore, it loses its regular bracha. Okay, he says hu anusi, right, which is anise. And they would drink, eat this. It's really the spice, right? The sweet and the wine. They're tuffle to the wine. You're only eating them to do something with the wine. Right? And if you drink any drink in the meal, right, so wine was a different deal, because wine anyway, right, requires a bracha. So therefore, the question is whether the anise covers needs its own bracha or not. But when it comes to any other drink, so that is covered by the hamotzi, and therefore that anise sweetener is also covered by the hamotzi. Okay, so he says in Hey V'yachar Kach Poter Es V'yachar Mvarach Al Iker. Right, that if the tafel is chaviv, he likes the tafel better, then he should make the bracha on the tafel first. And we'll see if he makes a shahakal or not. Right, presumably not. This whole idea, they have a lot of questions on. Doesn't make a difference whether it's chaviv or not chaviv. Right, you can have things that are chaviv that you like, but doesn't mean they're not tafels. Right, the Gambel Rabbi Hevi B'Shem Bahag V'Chol B'Shkas V'Hedja Shafilim a Tafel Chaviv Alav Mevarach Al Iker Levad. You just make a bracha on the Iker. V'Atam Da'af Shatav Chaviv Alav V'Atzim Yosim Rikol Mokum Ata Einenu Ochla Rak B'Shvil Iker. You're only eating because of the Iker. Shibishvilo Huskol Ha'achila Bilti Lo Hayochla Tafel Kla. Right, again, let's go to the cereal and milk case. So you're only drinking the milk, right? If you wanted a cup of milk, you take a cup of milk. Right, so even though often you take a cup of milk. You know, I remember when I was in high school, so we had what was called the cow, right? They didn't have, maybe they had a water fountain, but they had this, I guess this must have been provided by the government, but we had these huge bags of milk, and, you know, in a big machine, a cold refrigerated machine, and you can get a cup of cold milk at any time of the day, right? And that was, and so people would take cold milk, and it was tasty. It probably was the whole fat milk, you know, which, I always used to wonder when I was in the Hebrew Academy in elementary school, and they'd give us milk. So it was the whole milk. And I always asked my mother, why did that milk taste so much better than the stuff you bring us, give us at home? Like, what's it? So then, no, they were the same. MacArthur's Dairy. But just at some point, I figured it out. She says, I don't know. I figured it out that at best, it was one was 4%, the full fat, and the other was maybe 1%. Right? So, So it's and it's funny. So we thought, and again, that cow that we had in high school, right, was I'm sure whole milk also, right? My kids won't touch whole milk. Like, we bring home the red milk, they won't put it in a glass, they won't put it in cereal, they won't put it in nothing. They'll just sit in the fridge. And now I guess they've had the blue milk so long that they just is too rich or too creamy. So even if you have a desire for the milk, but if I just want to have milk with my cereal now, and again, I'm not putting an extra milk just to have a, you know, a big chocolate drink at the end, right? So at the end of the day, right, the milk is a tuffle. So even if I like it, I maybe like it more than cereal sometimes, but now it's just meant to accompany my cereal. So that's their first issue with this halacha drama. And then he says, right. Okay, then it says the Ayin Shom Od, the Kolza Afilu Bishain Berchosein Shavos, Bigam Ein Ochlon Biyachad. Right, even if the brachas are different, they're not eating them together, Upraikish Brachosein Shavos Osha Ochem Biachad Bivade Mavarchal Eker Levad. Right? He says this is the Cholzeh Afili. He says this would be, right, even if their brachas are different, and even if you're not eating them together, and especially if their brachas are the same, and you're eating it together, right? So they don't like this idea of throwing in the tuffel into this mix. It just doesn't qualify as a parallel food. Okay, mishishasa yayin saraf. You drink whiskey. Yochle zedavar mad pas achrav lahapve charifas hashtia. Right? So you drink some whiskey and then you take something else to, you know, soften it. So nasa hapas tuffel v'yein tzarech levarchalav. So, okay, it's a tuffel. No bracha is necessary. Yachin dafka kishoye daito la b'shas bracha shirogo b'kach b'rov ha'pamu v'chnab sivka n'dal dayin sham. Meaning, right, so the guy who makes the kiddush with the vodka and the pickles, so he presumably always has pickles after his vodka. But then all of a sudden, Jimmy walks in there and he says, oh, have a cup of vodka. And then after he drinks it, he says, oh, by the way, you know, the pickles are good to wash it down. He's got to make a bracha on the pickles because, A, he didn't, you know.
So the other guy doesn't have to make a bracha on the pickles?
No, the guy who always has the pickles, and it's a tuffle just because, again, he's not eating the pickles because he wants pickles. He's eating pickles because that's, you know, whatever the sensation of the vodka needs the pickles to calm it down, right? Okay.
So when there is cake sitting next to the pot, the same thing?
No, because only if you're eating it, yeah. Right, you take a little piece just to sort of wash it down, right? Don't go take three pieces of cake and say, yeah, it's, I need more, it's all tuffle, right? So, the whiskey needs some more help. Okay. So he says, right, either you had das or you normally do this. Right, so that's a question, right? So let me see what we said over there. Right, because I'm making a shahakol, or I'm not making any bracha on the bread, right? And then the question becomes, right, do I have to wash and make a motzi for it? Let's see, what did he say here? Right, he said it was machlokas, right? Mishbur said if you're eating less than a kezias, then you definitely don't have to wash. But if it's kezias or more, so also suffolk, go ahead and wash. Okay. Again, no until today. Right? You just have to wash because it's a suffolk, so in a suffolk, you're not going to make the bracha. But ultimately, at the end of the day, right, again, this is not a very common thing today. And I don't even know, the herring guy, anybody real herring guy here? Herring with crackers? Is the cracker, is it because the crackers do something? Or just...
It's a little less.
It softens the... Okay, so there, and if it really does something... I don't know if you're on your eighth cracker, whether it's... but if it does something, so, yeah. Then.
Well, on the table that you'll have...
Let's say I drink coffee without any sugar.
Right, so it's going to be a Mizona. What was that, Dovi?
So I drink coffee without any sugar. I just drink clear milk.
Okay.
And I like it. And I like it together with a coffee, with a cookie, whatever it is.
Right.
So, like, I get the sweetness from the cookie, and then, like, you know... Goes with the coffee.
Yeah, that's a straight Mizonos on the cookie, right? What?
Not softening the coffee.
You're not doing it to make the coffee more drinkable, right? You're doing it because you like the flavor on your cookie or whatever your donut or whatever you putting in there. So it has to be realistically, it has to be, you know, lahafig to soften the whatever bitter. Salty, you know, thing you're eating at that point. So that would be two brachas. Okay, v'cholze k'shen kavnos lech la'tafel shen roev klav eno achlosa rak la'hafik hamriris. Right, you don't really want the food product; it's just you need it because otherwise you can't drink the stuff. Havlim kavnos b'shul la'tafel gam king k'shosin yain sarf Yochel gam kein lekach u'merkachas. Right? So that's our case of the herring and the kilchel. Right? So you're having your whiskey and you're having some cake, or merkachas is some jelly or something. Techila shehem chashuvin. Afal gav shenir she'echad ikav sheni tofel. Even shkavanos la'achila shneim im kein ein zeh tofel azeh. I mean, you're going to probably eat the cake anyway, right? You know, yeah. That's why it's hard to gauge, especially today where we don't have such sensitive taste buds, right? If you would eat it anyway, even if you didn't have the whiskey or the herring or whatever. So then you make a bracha on the other food. Right? It has to be that it's really there just to soften the blow. Right, since you plan on eating both. Then you make a bracha on everything else, which takes precedence over shakal. Even though it's chaviv, we've already said shakal, chavivs play no role in a shakal. Right, if you want to eat other things. Right, it's only if you want to eat a little bit. Right, it's got to be a small amount to serve its purpose. But if you want to eat more than the minimum amount, right? So then you have to make a bracha. If you look at your test, and he says nearly right, meaning, and you don't say, well, I get the first bite free, because that's what I would do anyway if I didn't want this thing. I needed to soften up my whiskey, right? But once you plan on eating, you know, the second bite or more than you need, so even that first bite requires a bracha. Okay. And because of Chorim B'Shem HaShalah, I don't know what that word is. Jimmy, what's the word after Shalah?
Sorry, I just lost my place.
Third line from the bottom. Oh, Tov, okay. Right, totally born through. Bored through with the stuff here. Okay, the Tov limnoa melechol pas limtok shtiyas hayayin sarv ki miyuchol lahavchen heti merak lahavchen meruso ogam lisoid halev. Right, it's a very tough thing. And that would be true with anything, with cake, right? How can you be so sure that you're eating it strictly to weaken the whiskey versus eating it because you actually like it also, right? The us tzarech levarach hamotzi until sedayim. So therefore, he says, avoid that issue with bread. Now, someone who soaks some of his, after he's done eating, a little bit of bread in his whiskey to help digest the food. Yesh levarach al yayin sarif, there can be also oz al yayin sarif, kidei la'akel v'yein shayach la'asuda. And now again, he says, so here he's assuming that the whiskey takes a bracha. So let's see if he changes that later. Right? So you're doing it strictly to help your digestion. Rakhnei shechazak, lo l'shtos v'shor b'pas l'afik t'as mirusa. But since it is hard to drink plain, so you soak it in a little bit of bread. Have the yain sarv ikr, the yain, the whiskey is ikr. Meli rab mashri tobo fizesh shiyushte tchila me'at yain sarv kol v'shor b'apas givar chalov. Right? He says, before you put the bread in there, go check a little bit of the whiskey plain, right? Then you avoid these issues. So he must be assuming that even though it's the end of the meal, and we said that halakhli there is no end of a meal, right? But if it's strictly for a purpose other than eating or drinking, and it's just for digestive purposes, so then he said it would take a bracha. Okay, v'ayin lev simon kuf ayin dal sukan lam etes meshibur adim achar she'achal ma'echol shomim v'lokach ma'at yayin sarf. You ate something fatty, you took some whiskey, l'hafak ha'shamnun l'shebefiv, to wash away the fattiness in your mouth. Im rogo b'kach ayin sarach bracha to tuffle l'pas. Right? Right, so if you're used to doing this, right, so I guess it's during a meal, right? You're used to doing this, then you go ahead and you have something fatty, and then you go ahead and take some whiskey, so that whiskey is part, it's tuffle to the whole suda, right? So it's tuffle to the pas, and no bracha would be made in that case as well. Okay, we'll stop here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Croutons in salad.
What?
Croutons in salad.
Yeah, see, those cases are always very complicated because anytime you put a mezonos in, so it's very nice to say that anything that's got a mezonos mixture in there, the ikur is a mezonos, but croutons are clearly not the ikur. But you can't ignore them because they're not tuffle either, right? So you really should try to make a mezonos on either croutons before they make it into the salad or on something else, and then a bayir pri adama on the salad. Right?
And a meat salad, obviously the meat is going to be tuffle to the salad.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you have in most manly houses where you have a big plate of meat with a piece of lettuce, you know, stretched across. Then there would be a shahakal.
And then the same thing in the soup would be with croutons, adding that this to your soup.
Right, croutons, same thing with soup. Right, it's all those cases. You know, the kinadal in the soup. You know, what becomes the ikker and the tuffle when you have, but especially croutons are, you know, it's very hard to say that that's an ikker in the soup, especially if it's another type of soup. You know, if it's a chicken soup, so the ikker's chicken soup, not crouton soup. You know, if it's barley soup, then the ikker's barley. But so try it. Certainly, it's.
Even if you're going to get a piece of crouton with every single piece of soup.
Yeah, even so, you should definitely get coverage for both. Okay. Yep, get coverage. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so Dina is done with Shiva Katana?
She's still working on that.